Please turn to Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. A psalm of shouting, a psalm of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in America is a tradition that has been around for hundreds of years. In 1621, after a terrible year in which half their number died of starvation or disease, the pilgrims set aside 3 days in December to praise the Lord for a bountiful corn harvest. Many years later, in 1789, President George Washington proclaimed November 26th as the National Day of Thanksgiving unto the Lord. This was in response to God's granting American independence from Britain. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln revived this old tradition of rendering thanks unto the Lord. And finally, in 1941, the United States Congress decreed that the fourth Thursday in November was to be a national day of thanksgiving unto the Lord God. For many, Thanksgiving is a day when family gathers together, eats an enormous meal, watches football on television, and most important of all, it is a day when they do not have to go to work. I hope, brothers and sisters, that it means more to us than that. In truth, we must never be guilty of allowing our thanks to wait until Thanksgiving to be expressed. We are to be thankful to the Lord every day of our lives. God goes so far as to say that being thankful to him is his will for our lives. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 tells us this. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything, brothers and sisters. The good, the bad, the ugly, the tragic, the hard, everything. We're to give thanks in everything, and unfortunately, I'm afraid that many times we're very ungrateful people. Children are ungrateful to parents. People are ungrateful to one another. And worst of all, people are ungrateful to God. We read in Romans 1 that God gave the people over to their wickedness because they were not thankful. Thankfully, though, there are portions of Scripture like the one that we have before us today in which we can find not only a challenge but a call to be thankful. This is not a suggestion. It's a call to be thankful. And there are plenty of reasons why we should give thanks to the Lord for his goodness towards us. Let us look a little closer at our text. This psalm opens by issuing a call to worship and praise before the Lord. It teaches us how we're to come into God's presence. By the way, nothing brings us into the presence of the Lord like lifting his name. He's told us that in Psalm 22 about lifting up his name. My God, my God. I want verse 3. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Enthroned. Nothing brings us into his presence by lifting up his name. He promises that he enthrones the praises of his people. Let us look at three ways, three great manifestations of praise that bring us into the Lord's presence. First of all, we have to enter with shouting. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That comes from the Hebrew word to shout. Vocal praise unto the Lord is kind of out of fashion in our world today, but is still in vogue in God's economy. When we verbally declare our praise for him, it glorifies his name and brings us into his presence. Is it that you have no sense of the presence of God lately? Could it be that you're not making a joyful noise? May God give us all a shout in the soul that will find expression on the lips. Look with me at Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He's a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us, all the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the shout of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. Praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Do you want to experience the presence of God? Then make a joyful noise. Enter into his presence with shouting. Don't be of the disposition, oh, well, that's not godly, or that's below you to do that. The Lord commands you. As I said earlier, it is not a suggestion. He commands you to enter with shouting. Not only entering with shouting, but to enter with service. Look at verse 2 of our Psalm, Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Verse 1, we just looked at that. Shouting joyfully. Now, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. We are challenged to serve the Lord with gladness. That is it. We're never to allow our labor for the Lord to become a drudgery. We're not to grow weary in doing good. Look at Galatians 6, verse 9, tells us this. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Brothers and sisters, we are to serve with gladness. You don't know how many times since I've been in the ministry for the past 30 years or so, how many times I've heard, I'm tired. I'm tired. We're to serve the Lord with gladness, brothers and sisters. Our labor is not supposed to be a drudgery. How many of us, it's a drudgery? We're growing weary in well-doing, and the scripture tells you not to grow weary. The word gladness literally means mirth or joy. That is, we're to look upon our service to the Lord as a cause for rejoicing, not a woe is me. Woe is me, I'm so tired in the service of the Lord. You're supposed to be rejoicing and filled with gladness, making a joyful noise instead of service, seeing it as a chore, or to view it as a privilege afforded to us by those that have been redeemed. It's a privilege, brothers and sisters. What did Paul say in 1 Timothy 1:12? And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me. He enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. He's thanking Christ for enabling him. Are you thanking Christ for enabling you to be in the ministry? Are you serving him with gladness? Or are you serving him in a sense of drudgery and despair? Making a joyful noise unto the Lord, you will experience his presence. Serve the Lord with gladness, and you will enter into his presence. Do you not realize, brothers and sisters, that obedience to the Lord, serving the Lord, is an expression of worship unto the Lord? When you consider that Jesus Christ tells us that we prove our love for him by our obedience, he tells us in John, it's very clear, that those that love me will obey me. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Entering into the presence of the Lord, entering in with shouting, entering in with service, entering in with singing. Go back to Psalm 100, verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. How many excuses have I heard about that? Why I don't sing? I don't feel like it. I got a bad voice. It is beneath me. What will other people think of me? The Lord commands you. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Maybe that is the reason why you're not experiencing the presence of the Lord. You're not making a joyful noise, shouting unto him. You're not serving the Lord with gladness. You're not singing out. That word singing literally means a ringing cry. Lifting our souls unto the Lord through song is a tremendous way to bless his name and to exalt him. In fact, every child of God ought to possess a song in the soul. For we are commanded to sing our songs of praise unto him. Psalm 68:32. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. In Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3, David declares that along with salvation came a new song of praise unto the Lord. Look at Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. He has put a new song in my mouth. Never hesitate to lift the songs of the heart up unto the Lord. It glorifies him when his people are simply willing to exalt him in their songs of rejoicing. Experiencing the presence of God, you must enter in with shouting, making a joyful noise unto the Lord, entering with service, serving the Lord with gladness, entering in with singing, crying out, a ringing cry, crying out to the Lord. Enter with singing. And also, we can experience his presence when we come to understand him and what he has done. Every truth learned about the personhood of the Lord results in a new reason for praise and adoration. God helps us. God help us, I should say, that we never reach the place where we fail to be amazed at the person of God. Because everything we do, everything that we do, everything that we are, everything in our lives rises or falls on our perception of just who God is. Do you know God? I didn't say, do you know about him? I said, do you know him intimately? Those things that I mentioned just a moment ago about singing praises unto him, entering into his presence with singing, serving the Lord with gladness, making a joyful noise, serving the Lord. Do you know of these things? What is your perception of just who God is? It's imperative that we never forget who that we believe in and who it is that we serve. We are servants of the living God. Or I should say, better than that, we are children of the living God. Not only servants, children of the living God. We're to learn all that we can about him and rejoice in all that we learn. Maybe those three things that I mentioned about making a joyful noise, serving the Lord with gladness, and a ringing cry, lifting our souls unto God to song. Maybe that's not a reality in your life because you really don't know God. There's certainly room for all of us to know him better in a greater way. I'm married for over 30 years and day by day I learn more about my wife. Would it not be true? Or I should say, how much more should it be true in our relationship with God? Let me end by speaking about this. First of all, or I should say lastly, and I'll move on with this in the next message. I'll build on this even more. When I said about knowing God, do you realize the creative power of God? That you and I are in the world because the Lord, in his great power, formed man in his image. Do you understand that? That you are formed in the image of God. That is something to praise him. You're not from a monkey. You're not from some big bang. You're not from any of those things. Brothers and sisters, man is made in the image of God. Made in the image of God. Adam and Eve sinned. Humanity fell into sin, became sinners by an inheritance from Adam, and then sinners obviously sin of their own free will and volition. We were marred by sin. We were dead in sin. God comes and makes us alive. Is that not reason to cause you to sing for joy? He redeemed us, made us anew, made us in the image of his darling Son, as I said, you're singing and you're rejoicing and you're praising him and you're coming into his presence has everything to do with who you perceive God to be, your perception of God. Do you realize 2 Corinthians 4:7, is this a reality? But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Let me give you from verse 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He has given us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That the excellence of the power of God, it's like, brothers and sisters, where is the power of God in your life? 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New creations. Why is it that we live our lives as if we were still dead in our sins and trespasses and we were still of the old? 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was in me. Just the fact that God's power is revealed in the creation of the world is reason enough to praise and glorify him forever. However, when you add to that the fact that he has the power to take old, dead in their sins, hell-bound sinners, and save them by his grace, and transform them into the image of his precious son, and take them to heaven when they die, well, I got to tell you, that ought to cause Psalm 100, verses 1 to 5, be true in your life. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. His mercy is everlasting. Brothers and sisters, if you're a child of God, his mercy is everlasting. And that should cause you to enter his presence with singing, to serve him with gladness, to make a joyful noise. And my friend, if you're listening today and you have never come to Jesus Christ, you are not thankful. You're living your life for yourself. Ultimately, you're the one playing God in your life. Whereas there is one God, and he has called all of humanity to come and to worship him. And you come to the Father through the Son. It says that no one comes to the Father but by the Son, but by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made an atonement for sinners. And each and every man, woman, and child needs a Savior. For we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But the good news is that Christ has come to save people from their sins. Come to Christ today and become one who enters into the presence of God, making a joyful noise.